A promotional commercial shows a montage of tourists enjoying the sights and splendors of the state as a song called Wisconsin, Life's So Good, plays on. But some say John Tanner's composition sounds an awful lot like Supergrass's single, All Right, released in the UK nearly 10 years ago. Jim Holprin is the secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Tourism, which paid Tanner $22,000 for its song.
When we got it, we were aware of somewhat of the similarities, and we asked for assurances that there would be no copyright infringement. He gave those assurances, but now that everybody's attention is focused on the similarities, he's offered to redo it.
Tanner is currently scoring a theater performance at Yale University, but Holprin says he'll talk to him about his offer soon. He adds that so far, no one with rights to the song, All Right, has contacted his office. This isn't the first case of one composer's song resembling another's work. Take the late George Harrison's 1971 smash hit, My Sweet Lord. Before the song finished its 14-week run on the charts, Harrison was sued by Bright Tunes Music Corporation, which claimed he plagiarized it from the Chiffons' 1963 hit, He's So Fine. In 1976, a U.S. District Court judge ruled that Harrison had committed copyright infringement, but conceded the former Beatle did not deliberately plagiarize He's So Fine when he wrote My Sweet Lord.
But what they showed is that he actually did hear the Chiffon song at some time and probably then subconsciously processed it, and then it came back out in a subsequent work that he did.
Benedict O'Mahony is president of Copyright Website based in Silicon Valley, California. He says lifting a note, riff, melody, or even an entire song from another work is not as common as it was several decades ago. But there's still litigation criteria for music that echoes an earlier and usually popular piece.
You would have to show that this particular artist who created this song had access or had heard that Supergrass song, because it's entirely possible that he came up with this song entirely by himself. And if that was the case, there would be no copyright infringement, even if it sounded exactly like the Supergrass song.
John acknowledges listening to Supergrass along with several other pop songs and had various influences.
Tourism Secretary Holprin says the difference between Harrison's case and his department's is that Wisconsin, Life's So Good, hasn't yet been released nationally. Holprin adds that his staff will look to Tanner to decide what to do next about the song. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.